UNC Charlotte expects thousands of people to visit a rare flower that's blooming this weekend at its botanical garden. The Amorphophallus titanum, or corpse flower, is native to the Indonesian island of Sumatra. Most plants bloom only once or twice, and it takes them at least 7 years to produce a flower. When a plant does bloom, it produces one of the largest flowers in the world. Titan's deep purple blooms can grow to over 9 feet. They're also known for the strong smell they produce, which is similar to rotting flesh. Appropriately, UNC Charlotte has nicknamed their plant Odie. It's about 5 feet 4 inches tall and 11 years old. Odie towers over 8-year-old Nella Baylor.
It feels kind of strange.
She and her family watched the bloom open yesterday afternoon on a webcam the university set up. Then they came over to see Odie in person. At that point, the corpse plant was not living up to its name.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Botanists at UNC Charlotte say the plant's stench was at its worst overnight. The flower will start to wilt tomorrow. That leaves a narrow window to try to pollinate Odie. In the Sumatran rainforest, the strong smell attracts beetles and other pollinators. But here, greenhouse manager John Denty will carefully swab pollen onto dozens of small flowers at the base of the giant bloom.
Well, we have to do that within those 12 hours while they are receptive. But I have figured out how I think I can pretty well get them all.
The pollen he's using, as luck would have it, is from another corpse flower that bloomed earlier this week at the Daniel Stowe Botanical Garden in Belmont. If the process is successful, Odie could produce hundreds of seeds. The garden's interim director, Paula Gross, says more than 4,000 people came to see their first corpse flower, Bella, when it bloomed in both 2007 and again in 2010. She says having rock star plants like Bella and Odie puts a spotlight on their mission to study plants and to educate people about them.
And it gives us a chance to say, look what else is here. And so really, that's, I think, the mission that this that a plant like this has. In a way, this plant's a poster child for biodiversity on the planet and for the power of botanical gardens to enrich your life.
Even if Odie doesn't produce any viable seeds, there is another Amorphophallus titanum tucked away in the corner of the greenhouse that may bloom in a few years. But Gross says even with more chances to see these rare flowers, she doesn't think people will lose interest.
A flower bigger than you that smells like a rotting corpse, I mean... You can't buy that at Walmart.